What up, guys? You already know who it is. It's your guy CT and my homegirl
Nikki C.
You know what we bring you every Tuesday. Let the conversation
begin.
That's what it is. That's what it do, guys. This is part two of our trilogy. You already know we had some questions that you should ask to your spouse, your man, your woman, old or young. It doesn't matter. These are questions. We actually got a little bit more questions for you. We got a little bit more. We got 10 more. We ain't going to be too long. We're going to try to get these in under 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes, if you will. So sit back, relax, scrap up. We got you. You can see.
CT.
How you feeling?
I feel all right. I feel pretty good.
You feel pretty good?
How about you?
I feel great.
Awesome.
Got a question.
What's that?
Did you think of the oldest song you know? Be ready.
I don't know if it's the oldest song I know, but it's one of the oldest ones that goes back to my mother's time that I really like.
Okay, well, do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go ahead.
I can go ahead?
You can go ahead.
You sure?
Don't wanna play.
I like ladies first,
play
though.
That funky music.
We had to turn that off, guys.
Oh.
Black boy? Oh, God. You know I like doing that right there. That's my thing.
I know. I can't stand it.
Why can't you stand it?
I can't stand it, man.
You sure though? Oh, man. Yes. I was wanting you to go first. I think mine's is a little too old.
Well,
yeah, because I may make you feel some kind. No, you know what? I'm going to just go first.
You know what? Just do it.
Here we go. Guys, this is my intro of it. Oldest song that I know and that I love. Don't be trying to look at my phone so you can see.
Ain't nobody looking over there.
All right. Oldest song.
Do it.
Y'all heard of the Clark Sisters, right?
Yes.
You heard of the Clark
Sisters? Yes.
Good singing vocals. They even have like a little documentary out, a little movie right now. I love it. They got some great voices and stuff. Is your song older than the Clark Sisters, though?
I doubt it.
You doubt it? Well, Clark Sisters still doing their thing. But I know a lot of y'all know about the Clark Sisters, you know, gospel group and stuff like that. But I want you to understand this. Before the Clark Sisters, it was the Davis Sisters. There's a group called the Davis Sisters.
I'm definitely not familiar with them.
I know you're not, because probably anybody listening to Let the Conversation Begin right now has never heard of the Davis Sisters. Probably never heard of the Clark Sisters. I don't know. But no, the Davis sister was first led by the big sister. They called her, I think it was little sis or big sis, but her name was actually Ruth. Ruth Davis. They ripped it up back in the 40s.
Well, that's it. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not back that far.
They ripped it up back in the 50s and 60s. They recorded all the way up to the 1970s.
Oh.
So we're not doing this song based on the age of it, like who's going to win. We want y'all to listen to at least the first 30, 45 seconds. And we just want y'all to tell us which song you like better. But this is our oldest song that we know.
Right.
Okay. So mine's is first, hers is second. This song is actually called Shine On Me.
Oh,
this is a gospel song from the Davis Sisters. Let's hear it. Woo, woo, woo. No, I don't want that. I don't want that one. Not that one. I want this one. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Let me pause it. All right, here we go. Let's get it. Ooh, this is my song. When you hear this woman blow, here we go. This song right here. Sometimes. Ooh. Make me want to cry sometimes. For them sisters. Come on, she about to rip it. And that's Ruth right there. Now don't turn it. I know it's a little too old, but don't turn it. I'm about to be done about 15 seconds. Here we go. We'll forever. right now, all right. One more time. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
Yes, that definitely goes back.
Woo!
You got to have some patience in your soul.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. They was actually doing that song in the 1940s. And they was just going from city to city, state to state, just doing them songs. And that was one of their main songs. They didn't start recording, I believe, until 70, not 70, until 47, but they didn't get signed until, I think it was to Apex Records until 1949. But they didn't record this song until 1957.
Oh, wow.
1957. So the point, I said all that to say, the reason why this song sounds so good and polished, you hear every note, they was already singing this song 10 to 15 years before they recorded it. Like, they knew, and these are actually, it says the Davis sisters. And like I said in there, it was like three of them are sisters. The one that you heard, her name was Ruth Davis, then there's other two. But they actually got two other ones to make the group, and there's only one male person of the group, and he actually the guy that plays the piano.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, like, I actually love the Davis sisters, but don't too many people know about them because, you know, they were so old and they only had like a 20 to 30 year thing, and you know, few of them died tragically. One of them died at 33, to be honest. But we gotta look up your song. That was my song. We got to see what Nikki C got for us. What it is? Go on and type that in.
Oh boy, let's see. I gotta go back to the
That song give me goosebumps.
I gotta
guys.
Go back and you know,
because we don't have singing like that no more.
No, we there we go right there. Like there we go. No there we go right there.
Oh, I already know. You see, it's already being white. So we're gonna fast forward to the song. This is actually.
Yes.
Do you know what year this song came out?
I do not actually, but that's just one of the ones I remember. Granny, Papa, everybody, you know, singing all the time.
Let's just go ahead. So this song right here, is actually called. Come on in the room.
Tell
the pastor.
Oh,
okay.
Lord,
I had to say it's by the Georgia Mass Choir.
Yeah.
And this is one of them songs, man. You got to listen to the beginning because just the talking before this song actually sets the song off.
Yeah, it does.
I say
yeah,
that to say because we're not going to go through we're the talking. He talked for about 2-3 minutes just to
be
honest.
That's going to take up the whole time.
So let's go ahead and get
to it.
Yeah, let's get it. Here we go.
She walked in that closet.
She walked in that closet, y'all.
The children were walking behind her.
They were walking behind her.
She walked in that closet. And she closed the door, and before she talked
to
the Lord,
she said this.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. You better sing, girl.
Ow, wow.
Give me all my medicine and I will. There's a teacher out there, come on. In the room. There's a teacher out there, come on. In the room.
Sing, Granny, go ahead.
Jesus is my God.
Do I get it again?
I'll give you all my medicine.
And here we go. Here's my part.
Who's
that tell the pastor?
Come on. In the room. Tell the pastor.
All right, we got to go. Woo!
Thank you, Grandma.
Woo, that was my song, guys. I still listen to that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love the song. Unfortunately, I have to say, of course, my son was a whole lot older.
Of course.
A whole lot older.
Of course, because you're so much older than me.
No, someone's like 3 years. Two years and a half. Young. What you talking about?
He like 10, 15 years
I may
years
be
older
spiritually,
than me.
Not spiritual. I may be, what, solely as far as
spiritually.
Spiritually older, but no. But guys,
man.
like I said, my song was older, but that's not what we judge. We judge and see which song that you like best. Now, I don't want you to be biased, because if you be biased, I know you're going to say Nikki C, because you know this song. My song, you probably weren't even born when that song was even dropped.
A lot of us weren't. Sorry. Yeah.
But we need to know that. We need you to send your answers to let the conversation begin
at gmail.com.
That's what we need you to do. We want to get them answers. Honestly, I'm going to just be honest from the bottom of my heart. I think Nikki C got this one. I think Nikki C got that one. Yeah. You got to learn that one. I always wanted to preach. I need you to go upstairs and give me some out of the refrigerator. Give me some bread and give me some mayo. And I need 2 slices of cheese. I said 2 slices of cheese. Go in my back room and give me some weed.
Lord.
God, this is what we do on Let the Conversation Begin. Hey, we're going to take a little short break, but I promise you when we get back, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of the episode. I'm going to ask you more questions about what should you ask your man, your woman, your spouse, your partner in a relationship. I promise you we got it back for you when we come back on the other side of this. Take care, guys. We'll be right back. Yep. We are back. You already know who it is. CT, my home girl.
Nikki C.
This is Let the Conversation Begin. We're just going to keep moving right along. So there's actually 10 questions, and I know that y'all hate my voice. Y'all hate the raspberry. Y'all hate the y'all hate all of that. So I'm going to let Nikki C go in and read all of them. I want her to read them. So it's going to go like she read them, I answer. She can respond back. I can get a little small, like 10, 15 second respond. Then we go to the second question. And then to the third question, and then to the fourth question, until we finish going all the way up to the 10th question, guys. So, Nikki C?
Yep.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. These are your questions.
Let's get it.
Let's see what they say. First question, let's get it.
Question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Are my partner and I a good fit?
Oh, that is a question you need to ask.
Yes.
And like I said, we are going to internalize this for the podcast. So, meaning, I want y'all to think, like, since I know Nikki C a lot, I'm going to make it seem like we're dating. I'm asking these questions about her. All right? Ask it one more time.
Are my partner and I a good fit?
I believe so. Want a lot of the same things. But I do think that it's going to take a whole lot of work, just because I do think that I have a drive. And I do think that I can be overbearing about trying to make it seem like everything is just so easy to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we bump heads a lot, to where like, and on top of that, I feel like me personally, I have like a time period and we can do it just like that. But I think if we work on us, we can have the best future ever. But right now, we are good fit, but with a lot of work that need to be done.
I agree with that 100%. You know, because we are in two kind of totally different places in life. And, you know, and your drive, that drive you speak on, is a lot more, driven than mine at a point. And so I know, you know, you might get a little tired sometimes of pulling me around.
Saying the same exact same thing over and over.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to just respond to that. I agree with that. But guys, quick thing. Make sure if you're in a relationship with somebody, if they don't have a drive, if they don't have goals.
That matches yours.
I'm going to be honest.
Or surpasses.
It might be best you to move on. One of the worst things you can do is stay in the same place that the other person is not pulling their weight. So
yeah, you're already doing bad enough on your own, and you got two in the same bucket.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Question two. Do we have a strong basis of friendship?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely that.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it starts. Hands down, real talk. I'm opposite when people say that you shouldn't date your friends. I'm gonna give you 2 sides of the ball. I'm gonna do this real fast because we ain't supposed to be on these that long. But I say yes, because I think if you can be very, very great friends, then you can be great more than friends. I'm gonna say it like that. Great lovers, great partners and stuff like that. True. But I think the problem with people come in, you can be like let's be honest. Me and Nikki C, we're really not together. But we are friends. But I know if we were, then I get all them problems that she only showed to her boyfriend. I get all, you know, like, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know her menstrual period.
Be honest. Or what I'm like when I'm on
or
it.
Or what I like when she's on it. I don't know none of that. But if we was together, I'd get all of that.
All of that extra stuff. Yeah.
Like we ain't around each other that much.
Right.
So I get, most of the time, I get her best.
The better side of me.
But if we together,
yeah,
I'm 24/7 around her. If you go listen to the old podcast, if you go listen to that, we need time apart.
Yep, buddy.
All right, yeah. What you got to say?
And I mean, I would be on the same... I would be on the same tip, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not around you all the time, so I don't know what type of things would be a pet peeve to me when it comes down to you. I just know my friend. I know my bestie, know what I'm saying? So it might be a little awkward.
Yeah. These are questions you ask before you get in a relationship. I'm going to give you one little short thing. If you really want to know...
We do have a strong basis.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. If you really want to know who your person are, who your person you're trying to talk to, take them out to eat. See how they treat the waitress. See how they treat other people. And see how they treat their family. Mm-hmm. That would give you
an insight.
Of how they're going to treat you mm-hmm. in the future. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Number 3. Do we want the same things in our relationship and out of life?
You know what? Let me be honest. I think so. But I think right now for you it's just words. And I think that putting a little bit more into yourself, as far taking your words and putting more than words into action. And that's my problem, because I feel like right now we both in the same bubble. Mm-hmm. And I know me. I know how I'm working. I know what I'm doing. I'm afraid that I'm going to be working so much, I'm kind of going to be out of that bubble and you stay in that bubble. And it's going to be hard for us to coincide, because now we're in two different places of our life.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel. What you feel?
I get that. I feel like, you know, you do have a tendency of thinking that you're right about everything.
Yeah.
And you could use a little dose of seeing things from the other side sometimes. You know,
man, forget you. Get out this room.
Because you don't got it all. You know, you ain't got all the answers. Yeah. But you know, that would be somewhere where we would, you know, not be able to coincide it too. Because I try to see both sides and be, but you know, I can't. Yeah,
I don't want to do this no more. You know, you should be telling me by myself.
I'm gonna tell you. Okay.
Nah, because you know that sounds like the same type of stuff. You got it. Let's keep going.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Say it. Say it with your chest.
No.
Anyways, question number 4.
God dang.
Are our expectations realistic? What that mean, like as far as expectations of one another, or expectations as far as life is concerned, or like what?
I really don't know, but if I had to ask, I would say like, I'm going to say life, because honestly, we're not in a relationship, so right. I don't know your relationship, expectation. Honestly, I'm going to say it this way. I just want you to get some expectations.
Ooh, burn.
Sorry. Burn. Nah, and guys, I know.
And honestly, I just don't want you to have so many.
Man, we done.
You know, it's like it's a plethora.
We're done.
Of things. Like, how in the world can you expect one person to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I look at the scripture that says, God will not put more on you than you can bear.
You know, but don't take that out of context.
Yeah, I'm
that
not.
That says God, not man.
Yeah, yeah, but we are
man. Man has a tendency to do so. He doesn't, don't seem like sometimes he don't got no limit.
Yeah, but we do. We are made in God's image, and through God and through his strength, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us as well.
Amen, but we are not God.
I know, but ain't nobody trying to be God.
I'm just saying, we're made in his image.
No, because my thing is, when I realized that, I'm not my strength. God is my strength. And then I realized that I can do all things through God. It's like, we only get one life. And this is just me internalizing me. I am not about to sit here and play it easy and play it easy. Yeah. Like, let me say this story. And this actually could be into Be Inspired. And guys, check out Be Inspired every Monday.
Yeah.
When you play baseball, in order to get around the base, you have to steal the next base most of the time. You have to steal that. So my most, if you're not going to steal it, most of the time you're going to get thrown out, or your batter who's up before after you is going to get called out. And so I'm just thinking that I only get one life. I'm just honestly, I'm trying to just make something hit to the point to where once that hit, everything else going to fall in place. I'm done.
Okay, all right. You know, now what you reaching
for? No, I gotta hit that music.
Hold it. Now, I ain't trying to take the questions away from me. Now, y'all are getting mad.
That ain't what I'm doing.
He trying to take the questions away from me. Now, you're getting mad. He getting his feelings. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to keep on rolling, okay?
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to keep rolling. Number five. Do we generally see the best in each other? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And genuinely. Generally and genuinely.
Yeah, I think that's no brainer.
Yeah, that answers this.
I do just want to say this for y'all purposes. I think when you in a relationship, live for the other person, live for them. That keeps you out of a selfish relationship, because when you're in a relationship and you just in a relationship seeing what you can get out of it, it's going to be a lot of button heads. Because what if both of y'all was in a relationship and it's just like, what can I get out of it?
Boy, that is not a relationship. That's just a single ship.
But if you in a relationship and both of you working for the other person, seeing what I can, like, you have somebody working how they can make your day, and the other person is seeing how they can make your day. Everything is still going to get done with love at the end of the day.
Right.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Do we both work at keeping our relationship vibrant?
Yeah, I think we do. I think we do. I love our friendship. I love the things that we do. Like, just one thing, man, when we shot that video down there at the loading dock.
That
was cool.
Yeah,
it really was. Even though it was on the video shoot, in my mind, we was on the beach with some sand.
Yeah.
Going through our feet and stuff and everything like that. The podcast, like, this is something different as well.
Yeah, it was cool.
This is some real stuff. And then just regular friend conversation, just being able to open up to the other person. So,
without the fear of judgment or, you know, retaliation or anything like that. It's just free and open.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Okay, number seven.
Okay.
Do we both feel we can discuss things freely and raise issues with each other?
Of course.
Yeah, we just said that kind of suit too, you know, and keeping it vibrant. We do.
You know what? I'm going to say that's a lie for you, because you just said some stuff that I ain't heard you say before about me. That's the thing. I'm tripping on that. Two questions in a row. She said, and I'm doing Godfrey. She said the top fruit. No, let me stop. No, she said that I think that I'm always right.
You do.
She said that I think that I'm always right. Then she said that I do too much.
Too many.
Okay, name everything what I'm doing.
I'm not naming it. I'm not doing that. We're not going through that. It's just, you know, it's just plain English. It's plain English. You know what? Understand.
I'm kind of okay with that one, but that. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Are we moving on?
Yeah, we're moving.
Hold on. Wait.
And we're probably gonna break up after this too.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You know what? Hold up. No, wait. Anyways, let's go. I do feel like we can though. You know, but I have a tendency of holding back sometimes things that I really do be wanting to say. I don't know. I have this thing about myself about not hurting people's feelings.
No. Oh, guys, I'm going to say this real quick, then you're going to move on. You cannot go through a relationship not speaking about your things. If you listen to our last episode, we say if it's too hard for you to speak about, you need to make a day out of the week to where you bring all problems and all situations and handle it like that. And make sure conversation/comprehension.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we both committed to working through hard times?
Yeah, we are. Yes. Shoot, we can see this, like, this podcast right here. Like, we normally record on Saturdays.
Yeah, we do.
It's Friday.
And this was definitely out of the blue.
Yeah, it was out the blue.
Last minute.
I'm going to be gone to where we can't do it. She going to be gone to where we can't do it. So we had to compromise.
Hopefully I will be here. Excuse me.
Hopefully
I will be after this. Dang it, I keep on forgetting about the music, man. I'm supposed to be the DJ over here now.
Oh, you good?
I'm reading the questions, my bad.
You good? Here you go.
You know, hopefully after this, yeah, I will be too, because ain't no telling what I'm going home to.
Oh, you'll be good. You'll be good. You'll be good.
Excuse me, sweetie. I'm just saying.
Oh, you'll be good.
But what's up?
You'll be good.
Number nine. We on number nine, right?
Oh, when we doing this pretty fast. I like that.
You know, we got to keep it moving like that,
keep
though.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. I like it, too, though. These are some really good questions. I don't know where you found them at, but
there's
some
really good
questions.
You can shoot out the website.
Yeah. They just say independent.
Jesus, I forgot that was
a screenshot. Yeah, I tried to scroll it too, so I had to realize that. But these are really good questions, y'all. Mm-hmm. I mean, and don't be afraid to ask these questions in relationships, y'all. We hope y'all paying attention and writing them down.
These questions
you know,
is just the bottom of the barrel.
It really are. You know, we just scraping the surface right now.
Yeah. Look, since we're going by fast, I'm gonna say this. Me and my fiance. That is where we at now, because I think most relationships, you do not ask questions. You do not ask the tough questions. And me and my fiance, we dive in deep in them questions. Like from the get-go, where you want to stay, where you want to move to, how many babies you want to have, like, or do we want to meet each other family? What if I don't like your family? That it was what, you know, let's go a little harder. What if she can't have kids? Are we gonna adopt? Are we gonna get a surrogate? And most of the questions, I want you to understand this, then I'm gonna kick it back to Nikki C. They don't have to come from you. Use Google.
Look up
questions.
Obviously, at Google got some good tips and stuff, y'all.
And it helps you. And it helps you
formulate stuff. You know,
even on date night, like there's also fun questions. It ain't really got to be serious. Look up fun questions.
Yeah.
And for date night, you know, for a man, if you really want to be romantic, plan the date and then get the questions. Remember the questions. So even though she may think you didn't bring them up, it looks like the appearance that they coming from you.
Yeah,
just say that.
That she would be greatly impressed. All right.
But
like,
since
he
me
really
and my
ba- know about me,
I know, right? Yeah. But since me and my baby know that we both be on our phone, like, okay, number one.
Oh. I can see y'all.
I love it.
It's
though.
So cute.
Well, yeah, that's the point I was going to say. That what made our relationship, because we just asked questions from day one. And and there's no question that's off topic.
So question nine. Okay. When we face stressful circumstances, will we pull together to get through it?
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah.
We will pull together and get through it. One of the things, y'all may not think like this. Like I said, you know, her kids are really my kids. Call them my kids.
Yeah.
They put us through some stressful situations. Oh, and we always pull together.
We do. We are a united front.
I'm going to just tell you something. This is so crazy. And this literally just happened. I'm not going to tell you what happened.
You can't.
No, because that's not the point I'm trying to make.
Right.
But something happened. And before we found out the truth, because Lil T, our daughter, she said something. And we was like, I don't know if you remember that, me and Nikki C both at the exact same time said the exact same word. We said, well, why you didn't try to come in the house?
Oh, yes. Oh, man.
And what I'm trying to say is, because we work hand in hand with these kids, like, we're kind of mirroring one another.
We're in sync.
And we're kind of in sync.
Yeah.
And we're kind of thinking the same way and stuff. And then after she told us why she didn't come in, I'm going to just be honest, it was all my fault. It was my fault. Then I'm like, okay, that's not your fault. So it's cool. We just went and did what we had to do. But yeah, that answers the question. Yes, we will pull together. We would have to be a unified front.
Yes. Definitely. It's a must. So last but not least.
Hold on, last but not least.
Last but not least. Once we get that music rolling back around. Do we each have supportive others around us?
I'm gonna be honest, I don't think you do. No. Other than me? Nah. Nope. I say that about nope.
Yeah, you might be right.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not at
it's
all.
It's just me and the babes. Yeah.
You know, because we're finishing this pretty fast, I'm gonna go in deep on this one, but I need what you say about me though.
Yes. Well, outside of
I don't want to answer my own question. I'm gonna say yeah.
Outside of your baby. Yeah, I think you're more well off than me.
Yeah, I say, you know, she really don't know too many of my people, but I have a few mentors.
Yeah.
I have people that I call get advice all day. I mean, I'm in support groups on Facebook to where, like, whenever you just need an ear or some advice, you go to these groups and stuff. So yeah, I'm pretty well off. But I'm gonna internalize this too, Nikki C. But to the rest of y'all, you got to have real people in your corner. And I don't just mean yes people. I mean people that's going to tell you the straight up honest truth. Yeah. And for me, like I said, Nikki said, I do not believe.
I don't believe
that she don't. And I'm going to just be honest. Like, we plan saying that we dating stuff like that for this podcast.
But on a serious note.
But no, she have a boyfriend. She have a man. And I mean, I know dude. He my homie and everything. I love him. We cool. We dap it up. We talk. But at the end of the day, I don't, who I am as a person, me and him are two totally different people, and I don't believe he is the best support that she need. That's what I truly believe. And I go to him first because that is the, other than me, that is the number one person that's in her life the most. Mm-hmm. I'm just be real. Now, she may feel differently. She can say he is, but no, just from what I see, no, I don't. Because it's I look at everything in its totality. I just don't look at the good times. I also look at the bad times. So my question is, are you bringing more hurt or happiness? And then you look at the family. Honestly, I can't say nothing about the family because I be real, I really don't know too much about your family.
I really don't.
Friends that I know that you had, I don't even think y'all rock like that no more.
Nope. I don't really have them.
Yeah.
That's sad. Oh my God, this was sad. This is sad.
Yeah.
And now I'm upset. Like, I'm glad that's the last question. You feel me?
We gotta find some more.
Oh God.
Now you see how I feel.
Wow.
Calling me out back on the question.
It's all good though. It's all good. Hey, you know.
I'm really putting a little bit of sauce on it because I care. I care about her and I really want her to see this. And I really want her to see this because at the end of the day, the good thing about her, she have two amazing kids that motivate her.
Yeah.
She knows this, but sometimes her son just come up and say stuff and he don't know this, but it just makes her
it
day.
It does. It's so random.
It makes her day, man.
Oh, man.
And I see it. And but at the end of the day, being a grown woman, you need a friend. You need a friend.
Wow.
And I'ma just be real. I am your friend, but I am a male and you do have a relationship. So
yeah.
We have to respect the boundaries of your relationship. Yeah. I gotta respect the boundaries of my
course,
relationship.
Yeah.
And
we both do respect boundaries. You know, and that's the great thing about it.
Yeah.
Even if the other side can't see it.
You know. So that's that, guys.
Wow.
That's that. What you got to say?
I'm gonna go crawl in a corner and cry now.
Yeah, well, we got four corners right now. If you need to cry,
I'm gonna go crawl in a corner and cry.
I am so sorry.
It's all good. Don't be sorry. Just be careful. Dog.
That was the last question. Whatever you want to say, just go ahead and say it. Get it off. Do whatever. She got the floor right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed these past two episodes that we have done because, you know, we forget a lot of times to, you know, to challenge our spouses or our mates or what have you. We forget to challenge them to have these challenging and tough conversations with us. We forget to ask these questions, and a whole while throughout the, you know, duration of the relationship, we're questioning ourselves about these things in our own head and we hold back, you know. So I think that this is really a good thing, you know, putting these questions out there and, you know, going an extra mile to say, look, take that leap, yo, and ask these questions no matter how hard it might be. Have these tough conversations with, you know, your partner, with your spouse, and just put it all out there, man, because you never know until you ask. And there's no such thing as a stupid question. You got to put it out there. It's a whole lot better than sitting around in your own head wondering.
Facts. Facts on top of facts. Facts on facts on facts. Facts. Facts on facts on facts.
Yeah.
But guys, man, that's what it is. Like I said, hey, man, these were some great questions. We're going to do this more often. I actually like this.
I like it, too.
We're going to find questions and we're going to bring them to y'all. But a better thing is, if we can't find questions, we need y'all to send us questions.
Yes.
And we will ask them.
Please.
We will ask each other. We will talk about them. We will actually go into detail about them. And we will bring it to the episode if you want to come to the episode as well. But hey, this is CT, my home girl.
Nikki C.
Let the conversation begin, man. We doing it good, man, and we love it.
Indeed.
We getting a whole lot better with this. We thank y'all for all the love, all the support.
Thank
y'all for all the messages. We thank y'all for all the letters and everything. We thank y'all for just all the congrats and thumbs ups and stuff. We have social media. All social media. Let the conversation begin. You can find us on Facebook, find us on IG. We making that TikTok. That TikTok is coming.
It's gonna be lit too.
It's gonna be lit on lit. But that's what it is, guys. we appreciate y'all so much. We thank y'all. Be back this same time next week. And I promise, man, we got it for you guys. So with all that said, we're gonna get out of here. Thank y'all. Peace. You stick with us.
We'll stick with you.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. 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 Yeah.